Welcome back to the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line, and it is great to have with us today Kristen Branscombe with the Kentucky Department of Tourism and Travel. Good morning, Kristen. How are you?
Good morning. How are you all?
Great
to have you with us today. This is our signature time of the year in this area. I mean, wow. We host a lot of people here in tourism and travel. That's what it's all about for you guys.
So what it's all about is getting people to the state, and you know, we're really lucky as Kentuckians for this to be the Kentucky Derby and not just, you know, the Preakness or the Belmont,
right,
where there's no indicator where you're going, right? So we are certainly excited and happy to welcome 200,000 of our closest friends and family for Derby itself, but then to also show them what we have throughout the rest of the state while they're here.
You know, this means a lot for Kentucky businesses because of the tourism and travel aspect. A lot of people benefit from this, and there again, you show off our state to a lot of people who may come back and do business with us someday.
Right, and you know, we've seen, you know, through some research that once people come to Kentucky throughout the whole state, once they get here, if they've never been here before, when we talk to them before they come and then after they come to Kentucky, they're more likely to retire here, to send their kids to school here, to open a business here. And so tourism can be that tool in that economic development toolbox that we don't even really think about sometimes.
Absolutely. And Kentucky has so much to offer, from Louisville, the Kentucky Derby Festival, from the eastern side of the state to the western side of the state. What people could spend a couple of days and not be able to see everything you want to see here.
A couple of days, we can keep for a couple of months. You know, we like to tell people we're kind of the great American state, and I say that with all confidence and not being braggadocious. Mm-hmm. But like you're just saying, if you can go from the Appalachian Mountains in the east to the beautiful flatlands and the lake areas of western Kentucky and Louisville, Lexington, right, and the bluegrass, I mean, there's really no other state in the entire country that has the really embarrassment of riches that we have.
Absolutely. Tourism numbers are just around the corner. Any hint of how they're going to look this year?
Well, tourism numbers are around the corner, and I'll give you a little hint. We are changing the way that we report those numbers this year, so they will look different. I think of it as, if we are going to look at our competitive set, like how we measure up with Tennessee or Indiana or Illinois and really the rest of the country, to talk about our market share, we need to start having numbers and the research methodology that matches the way U.S. travel and the federal government reports numbers. So we're going to make that shift, because I think that it's important, where we're talking about what Kentucky does, to be able to measure it against other states and to really see how much market share we're growing and what that does as far as tax returns for all Kentuckians.
How does it look for people when they begin to interpret the numbers and say, okay, where is tourism in Kentucky? How does it look versus what we've seen in the past?
So, and that's why we're making that change, and for it to be solely focused on tax numbers.
Okay.
And that way we can say with definitively, if it's coming back on a tax number and we can calculate it, and that way every Kentuckian can see that one sheeter and be like, I know exactly how we found that number. You know, we're the third largest revenue generating industry in the state behind automobile and healthcare. So we do know that. But we just really, tourism is economic development, and especially in areas, you know, around the lakes, we've got to realize what that does for all of us and the money that it puts into our pockets. And the more guests that we have come in, giving us a great time, the more we diversify our tax base. We don't have to build new buildings, and we don't have to recruit, you know, new manufacturing plants. We can do it by the assets that we already have.
I think that's wonderful. You know, among the things we talked about before we went on the air, state park renovation, General Assembly provided Commissioner Holland another $50 million to do some more work this year, but that plays a huge part into your tourism picture as well.
Right. I mean, we are so blessed, again, just embarrassment of riches, to have all these parks all across our state and in places that, you know, are not right off the main roadways. And I think that's the key, is to get people off the main roads and our gateways, obviously Louisville, Lexington, and Northern Kentucky. But hey, let's show everybody else like what there is out there, and parks can do that. And I think it's a high time and well overdue that the nation's finest gets back to being the nation's finest.
And they are on the right track. It's just amazing what was done with the money that was given last year to make such a difference in Lake Barkley and in Pinerol and some of those great state parks. They are once again shining that diamond that they really are.
Right, and they're great for guests, but they're also great for Kentuckians. And I don't think there are many Kentuckians that you could talk to that they don't have that history or family reunions or every summer going to this park or that park. And I think getting people back into that habit of visiting the parks and realizing the assets that we have there. I mean, our parks are in the most gorgeous pieces of lands in the state.
Well, John Walzik earlier from the Louisville Zoo loves Penrose Forest State Park, always talks about it every year when he comes down, and then Lake Barkley, and remembers the hiking, the trails, and the things he enjoys. But a lot of people have that their favorite state park, their favorite event across the state of Kentucky, and you guys had to do a great job helping get that coordinated.
Well, it's we are all about that outside visitor and that outside guest coming in and having a great time, but also to let Kentuckians know that go out and experience your own state, and there's so much that you can do, and just make that top 10 bucket list for the summer. Summer's upon us quicker than I'm ready for, I think. But there's something we could do every weekend, and kind of like with the state parks, we did the culinary trail last year. Mm-hmm. That's going to be back this year, and
wonderful.
Pushing people out to have our Kentucky regional meals at 9 different state parks. And if you need that as a baseline, eat your way through Kentucky. I'm all about
like
that too. I mean, everybody's got to eat.
Yes, absolutely.
But there's a passport program, and so that's a good way to get out and experience the parks
absolutely.
That way.
I think that's fantastic. Absolutely. Getting the family out into the great outdoors is just, it's good for so many reasons, and disconnecting and everything. But then we now have where the parks, they are where you can connect when you need to. So, I mean, it's just great. I mean, it's just
right.
Great.
I think, I think we're starting to see more travelers wanting to disconnect, and for us to all sit down and like actually talk to one another. And I'm the world's worst too of looking at my screen. So I think Kentucky can offer those opportunities if you just want to get out and get back to just good, just having a good time and just not worried about what's
being
posted.
Get physical.
That's right.
Yes.
Right. You mentioned 200,000 visitors. Any special guests you guys host in tourism and travel just to show off Kentucky? Maybe somebody special who may have an interest in Kentucky at some point?
Yeah, we have a couple of production companies coming in from both of them are out of New York.
Really?
Because I think, as you know, the best way to show off everything that we've got is visually. And so we want to push that Kentucky content as much as we can. And we're also hosting several journalists and influencers from a variety of countries, United Kingdom, Germany. We have some people from Mexico, just all sorts of other countries as well, because if you look at a traditional spender from just in country, and I'm using broad numbers, for a week they could spend $1,000. And we love those. We're always going to continue to put those people on the top of our priority list, but we need to diversify that traveler mix. Somebody from Western Europe, they're going to spend $2,500 when they're here that week. A visitor from China is going to spend $6,500.
Oh, wow.
So not only do we want to get more people in to Kentucky, but we need to diversify the people that have different spending habits.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Wow. That's a big difference.
Absolutely. That's huge.
So we love them all.
And oh,
so
yeah.
We're going after them all.
No matter where they come from, we love them.
No matter where you're from, you're going to have a good time in Kentucky.
That's great. Any particular horses you like for this week as you look at the Oaks and Derby?
I am the world's worst horse handicapper, or better, because I am, I guess, too much of a Kentuckian. I find something I love about every one of the horses, whether it's the jockey or the trainer or the farm. So I am literally, you would not want any of my picks.
I can tell you that Bob Baffert has 3 horses, so you can't go wrong if you pick at least 1 or 2 of those.
I always say if it is a Kentucky fold horse, or it's being trained by, at a Kentucky farm, those are usually my bets, and I always bet on a gray horse.
Absolutely.
That's what my grandma said, bet on the gray. So
bet on the gray.
I love the gray horse.
Kristen Branscombe with us for the Kentucky Department of Tourism and Travel. Thank you so much for all you do to make our state wonderful, show it off to people, and great to have you with us always.
Thank you so much. Y'all have a great Derby week.
We will. Thank you to our sponsors, Hopkinsville Outdoor Equipment, Herb Hayes Furniture, Commonwealth Agri Energy, Heritage Bank, Robin Foods and Gifts, Hancock's Neighborhood Market, and Home Place Mortgage.
And for Cindy Allen, I'm Alan Watts from the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line.